Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on claudiorelsano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center and Aspire Pediatric Therapy. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my fantastic producer, Adam Zaloof. Obviously, the coronavirus is dominating the news. Everybody knows about pro sports being shut down, and obviously NCAA basketball was shut down and people worried about football, but nobody's really talking about college baseball. I know our team was affected by it. We obviously didn't play in the spring, but nobody's really been talking about college baseball. So today's guest, I knew him when he was a little kid, met him when he was a little kid. His father, Brian Kaplan, is somebody who I care for tremendously. Great guy out of Las Vegas. Again, great father in Brian, great mother in Krista. And today's guest is their son, Blake Kaplan, who is a pitcher for Chicago State. Blake, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
All right, brother. Well, you have quite a story. Let's just start off right off the bat. Tell us how you found out that your season was going to be postponed, canceled, really, and where were you, and all that stuff. What were some of your fears, and not just the virus itself, but the aftermath of everything?
Right. So, I mean, I have a pretty interesting lead up to the story. I mean, we started our season at Western Carolina University, where I actually had a really good outing to start my season. I went 5 1/3, just one hit, no runs. So I was really feeling good, and I really felt like this was going to be a good year for me leading into my junior year. And at that point, we started our season on February 15th, and there really weren't – I mean, there were signs of something bad going on, like in China and other places. So we didn't have many fears here in the United States per se, really. So we didn't really have any worries at the beginning of our year. My dad actually – He doesn't fly, so he drives everywhere. He actually drove from Las Vegas to Cullowhee, North Carolina to watch me play. And we start our season usually in the southeast strictly because of the weather in Chicago. So we went from Western Carolina, we go down to Florida. He actually went on a cruise while we were back in Chicago for our school week, and he'd meet us up down in Florida. So we were down in Florida for our second weekend in the Snowbird Classic, which was the 20th through the 23rd of February. We split down there, went 2-2. We played Dartmouth and Omaha of Nebraska. And that's when things started to get a little strange, because that's when you started to hear, that the cases of the COVID-19 had finally actually made it to the United States. And so again, like anything, when something like that first starts, you pay attention to it, but you don't have too much of a worry about it, I guess you could say. And we didn't really have any worries about it until about, literally that Wednesday, we played a midweek game against the University of Illinois on a Tuesday, and everything was fine. There's no worries. Like I said before, COVID at that point was still kind of like a novelty to everybody here. It wasn't nothing really nobody was worrying about. I mean, people were worrying about it, but here we're still thinking, okay, well, it is what it is almost to a certain extent. But here comes the first issue is we're driving home from our game against University of Illinois, and rumors start spreading on the bus, both from a conversation, mainly because of a conversation our head coach was having with our AD and our president on the bus on the way home, and we could kind of hear it, was that our basketball team, our men's and women's basketball teams, were going to cancel the rest of the regular season. We're like, what? We're sitting there like, we're almost dumbfounded to an extent, because we're like, okay, no sports, no athletic sport has canceled anything at any point. No schools, no professional sports, nothing. So we're thinking, right, okay, this is when we start to think maybe this is a little bit more serious than we actually think it is. At this point, we finally get back to our school. It's somewhere around like 1 a.m. And our coach addresses us before we get off the bus, saying that our season at this point was uncertain and we didn't know where we were. And again, this was still only around like the 25th of February. So you're getting to the end of February. At that point, that following week was supposed to be our spring break trip. We were really looking forward to that because we were supposed to go down to Auburn and then fly up to Louisville, play Louisville. And then that was going to be our Hawaii trip. And that was going to be our spring break trip. So at this point, everything was in jeopardy. And what we kind of heard from our coaches and what like the I guess rumors were is there was two things we kind of heard. We heard that the president of our school was going to make a decision that next day, whether we were going to still even play the rest of the year. And then we also heard some type of vote was going to be going through the athletic department. We heard maybe the players are going to have to have like a hold harmless form or stuff like all that kind of stuff was going on. And we had no idea. So we get that text the next morning that we're still going to fly down to Atlanta. We're still going to drive from Atlanta to Auburn, and our Auburn series was still going to go. So we go down to Auburn. We play a 3-game set against them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And that Sunday, we go back to the airport in Atlanta, and then we fly up to Louisville to go play Louisville, who was the second-ranked team in the country at that time, which was really fun to have that experience there. So we played there Tuesday, Wednesday, which was the 10th and the 12th of March. That was our last game. The 12th was our last game, unbeknownst to a lot of people, because obviously it hit us right in the face. And this is exactly where I get to this point of the story. So we get on the plane, we fly out of Louisville, and we're supposed to have our trip to Hawaii. This was a very long trip that day. I mean, we had over like about 12 hours of flying that day. So we were very exhausted, especially after playing a 9-inning game. It was very tough on us. So we leave Louisville. We have a layover in both Chicago and Las Vegas. And on our flight from Chicago to Vegas, all of our teammates were kind of sitting next to each other. And I just happened to be watching ESPN on the in-plane Wi-Fi entertainment that Southwest provides. And I'm on ESPN, and all of a sudden I'm watching the Mavericks game, and they do a quick breaking news that the NBA has now been canceled. So the NBA was obviously, they were the first ones to cancel or suspend the rest of the regular season with no out date of bringing it back. So I'm thinking, okay, we're on our way to Hawaii. Well, now we're on our way to Vegas right now, and the NBA was just canceled. So in my opinion, if professional sports are starting to cancel, usually the NCAA is not too far to follow. So then you started hearing about how the NHL and the NHL is going to cancel or suspend the rest of their regular season. The MLB spring training was going to cancel the rest of their deal. But the NCAA had yet to make any moves. But again, this was at like 2 a.m. Pacific time at that point. So obviously they weren't making many moves around that time frame anyway. So I'll kind of fast forward a little bit. Now we finally get to Hawaii. We land. We're all uncertain. We got to Hawaii around like 5 a.m. and we're all exhausted. We all have no clue what's going on. Are we going to play? Are we not going to play? Totally lost, pretty much. So we get to Hawaii and our rooms weren't ready at 5 a.m., obviously. So they put us in this complimentary room, which was about the size of a bathroom. So we had to fit about 30 guys with 30 bags in a very tight space. And we're now roaming around Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii at about 6 a.m. So we're at 6 a.m. Now we're fast forwarding to about maybe 8. We start seeing stuff on Twitter where the Ivy League has canceled the rest of their spring and winter sports. The Big West, which the University of Hawaii was in, which that's the team we were supposed to play that weekend. They had suspended the rest of their spring conference and non-conference competition for all spring and winter sports. And then we saw that. We were thinking, okay, well, we're not going to be playing whether the WAC suspends us or they don't. So we got that. So we get called in for a team meeting downstairs, and it hadn't been to release the public yet by the NCAA. But the NCAA had notified all the schools that the season was going to be suspended and canceled. I don't know if at that point they knew that it, the whole thing was going to be done. But at that point, they knew that the season would be suspended. So then we had that conversation, and our what was supposed to be our 5-day trip to Hawaii with a 4-game set against the University of Hawaii turned into a 5-day vacation in Honolulu, which I guess
there's worse places to be.
Yeah, if we were to find out where our season were to be canceled, I guess Honolulu, Hawaii kind of makes it a little easier on you.
Right. Well,
so yeah, that's how we found out.
It's a shame that you don't have a good memory, but but you know, for us, or for me, I should say, when it really hit me, you know, the uh-oh moment was when the March Madness was canceled. I said, right. Wow, that's when it's really, I said, this is for real. Maybe I should have thought that sooner. But what was the uh-oh moment for you? Was it the Mavs game?
You know, this is going to sound really funny, but it took me a second for it to actually really to hit me. For the baseball aspect of it, I'm a huge NHL fan. I'm a big fan of the Vegas Golden Knights. So I don't know if it was so much the NBA, but the next day when I heard the commissioner of the NHL talk, and I heard him talk about how they were going to cancel their season two, I was like, this is actually going to affect, 99.9% this is going to affect me as well. So athletically, yes, I would say probably right about when the NBA and the NHL and the MLB decided to cancel, I would say that's right about where I was sitting there like, wow. At first, I thought this was a little ant that was bugging us. Now it's something way bigger, right? So, I would say that's right about then.
And what have you heard? To be honest with you, I've been reading your dad's Facebook updates because he's in the know. What have you heard? What is your prediction? Do you think you're going to be back at it? I know you guys would start up in the fall. Do you think you'll be in class? Do you think you'll be starting again, or what do you think?
Well, actually just yesterday, the California state schools decided that they're going to cancel but put everything online for their in-class session. So they won't be going back to school, the California state schools. So I don't know. I know Illinois has been it's been hit hard all around the state, in Chicago especially. If I had to put a prediction on it, I would probably say that our classes will be online, which is tough because I don't know the exact ruling on if that's what the decision our school president makes. I don't know how that affects us as baseball players. Will we still be able to practice and so on and so forth?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking, I kind of go back and forth. Sometimes I think where there's money involved, they're going to do whatever they can to get things going. And I get it. You know, it's like here in Pittsburgh, they have the helicopters over top the food bank. You know, people in line to get food at different venues, for example, where the Penguins play. They had, I think, miles long, you know, and you just feel so bad for people. It's terrible. Right. So, you know, you want to be safe, but at the same time, people need to get back to work. It's a hell of a thing. But as far as sports are concerned, I thought for sure that baseball, professional baseball, would start after the 4th of July. I said between the 85-90 game season. Now I'm hearing maybe an 80 game season. But what I'm thinking is I think politics will get involved. Some people, some of the governors will say, yeah, go ahead and do it. Some of them will say no. Then there's going to be a fight. So it is really going to be a mess. And I don't know what the hell is going to happen. Even some of the players are saying they don't want to leave. They don't want to play unless it's absolutely safe. And there's just so much going on that I don't know if it's going to happen. And if professional sports isn't going to happen, then I'm wondering if college sports is going to happen. Are they going to shut it down just for the 2020 year? Then we all start up again, hopefully in 21. hopefully there'll be a vaccine by then or more tests. I mean, I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy thing that no one saw coming. And like you said, you know, at first you hear something and you don't really give it a whole lot because, I don't know, you just don't know enough about it. And then, like you said, I remember that Mavs game. They broke in and they said that they just they showed Mark Cuban's face when he saw his – he looked at his phone or somebody's phone. And he was just like shocked. They want us to cancel? What's going on here? But it's a hell of a thing for sure. But on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Dom at 412-372-3667. They're open for delivery and pickup, and called criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Mention the show and all those sponsors. We'll be right back with Blake Kaplan.
The doctor is in. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. At the Roscoe Allergy Center and the Roscoe Hearing Care Center, it is important to let you know that we are going above and beyond to ensure your safety. Our staff and I are practicing all necessary guidelines to ensure safe treatment and comfort. There is no need to suffer and wait. Let us help you now to improve you or your loved one's quality of life. The Roscoe Allergy Center and the Roscoe Hearing Care Center in Dubois. Call us today, 814-375-0455. Or visit us at roscoehearing.com.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, Blake, now, what year? You're a junior, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the NCAA ruled that you have another year. They're giving you another year. Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
And what are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously, it's good because you get to make up that year.
Right.
Do you know a lot of guys who are going to take advantage of that, or some guys are going to say, no, I just want to, you know, get moving, move forward, graduate? And then what about the upcoming kids from high school? What do you think about all that?
Yeah, so that's a very difficult thing for some people. I mean, I know a few guys on our team alone, that are seniors and they're not taking that extra year strictly because whether they had jobs lined up already or whatever that may be. It's very difficult for some people. People had plans. I mean, luckily enough for me, I guess my goal after my playing career is done is I actually want to become a commercial pilot. So for me personally, I mean, it pushes me back from going to flight school in 2 years for another 4 years after that. So yeah, there's definitely effect to it, but obviously we're very grateful to have that year back because I didn't want to play 15 games and have that count as a season. Now that's difficult for winter sports. I mean, not all schools, but those like you said, those 64 teams that are going to make that March Madness tournament. I mean, there's teams that had never made the tournament before that were going to make it this year. And now they're not going to get that opportunity because their eligibility isn't going to be refunded, or I guess you could say, to them. Now, like you said, for the incoming freshmen, it's also tough for them too, because obviously you have travel limits. Usually freshmen, unless they're really advanced in their sport, aren't going to see too much travel time. And now, especially with the advancement of the roster, it's going to be tough for them too. And that could even push back their playing time, maybe a year or two, because sometimes guys come in and they need a year of experience. So maybe they'll get a few playing time here and there, but nothing, it could affect them a lot. And then even guys like for juniors and seniors like myself, the MLB draft is a big thing right now with them going down to five rounds. And then they have the free agency rule where you can sign for a minimum of so-and-so dollar amount. So yeah, I mean, it has its positives, but I mean, like everything, it also has its negatives as well.
Sure. You know, I don't like to put a blanket on anything, and I mean anything, but I was thinking, like, for our games, okay, let's just say for the sake of arguing, we have 40 players on the field, and in the stands, I don't know how many people. Well, let me ask you, how many people attend your games?
Our games, I would say we probably average somewhere around 500 fans.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good. We don't we do not. but I think that we, if the kids, if the people are allowed to go back to school, I think that with your 500 and if we get 100 at ours, I think you can spread them around pretty good.
Right.
You know, with the social distancing and all that. So, I mean, it's not going to happen, I don't think, but hopefully they can say, look, this isn't going to be 15, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 attended event. So like you said, let's just say 500. They can spread them out pretty good. Our 100, 150 or whatever it is, they can spread it out pretty good. Would you do something like that? I mean, I would, but just so we can play. But at Division I, let's just say Florida, you know, or Notre Dame or Rice or Texas, USC. I mean, obviously there's LSU. They're going to have more fans. They may have to do a little more spreading there. But do you think that would be a good idea to let us go ahead and play? And the pros, okay, I get it if you have a problem. But maybe our level, what do you think?
Yeah, and I mean, there's already been a roadmap for that thing, for that scenario. I mean, if you look at the Taiwanese baseball, they've already started allowing 1,000 fans into their games.
Right.
So, I mean, you can start to take the positives out of that and see, okay, what worked for them, what's not working for them, and put it into amateurism baseball or any sport for that matter. And obviously, when you have a smaller crowd, when you have smaller crowds for smaller end schools, it's like you said, it's a lot easier to spread people out. You allow that. I mean, when sports reopen, it's going to be like hotcakes. People are just going to flood right through it, but you have to have limitations to it. But yeah, it's very simple. It could be very a simple process if you just plan something like that out.
And, you know, you had mentioned earlier about online classes. I'm wondering, I think what may happen is classes, maybe 30, 40 students, you can go to those classes, spread them out. But when you start getting into hundreds and 200s plus, then maybe those classes will be online. Again, I'd like to see things move a little bit. You know, I hate when things get political, one side or the other, but eventually things have to get going. But at the same time, again, you need safety. But if everybody's wearing a mask, which I don't have a problem with, the social distancing, which I don't have a problem with, maybe kids can go back to school. I mean, students are going to be smart to say, look, you know, things are different. The phrase, the new normal, you know, maybe we can't be right next to each other. Maybe we do have to sit, again, the social distancing. I think most people, I would think, are responsible enough to adhere to these new rules, new normals, and we can get back to the new normal. Again, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think people are going to be willing to do that. I think some institutions, especially private schools or whatever, per se, could be, when this vaccine, if there's a vaccination that comes out soon, could require that. And however people verify that, they do it in their own manner. But I could see a big turnoff for a lot of, like in my case, a lot of college student athletes. I mean, if the NCAA is to require every student athlete to get a vaccination, you're going to see a huge drop off. Say the NFL or the NBA and the MLB, say they don't require their athletes to do that, you're going to see the NCAA skill level decline very heavily and very fast.
Great
because
point.
Kids are just going to want to go out of high school or play overseas or wherever that may be. But if it turns into where you just need to follow guidelines, whether that's wearing a mask, social distancing, like you said, the new normal, then I think things can slowly start to get back to normal, and they should be starting to get back to normal, especially when we start to flatten the curve even more. But like I said, if institutions start to require, or the NCAA or NAIA, junior college, whoever, start to institute where you need to get a vaccination, you're going to see a big drop off for a lot of people, I believe.
Right. Great point. Well, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar in Trafford, Pennsylvania, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. And yes, call Dom. I forgot the phone number that time. 412-372-3667. And he is available for delivery and pickup. We'll be right back with Blake Kaplan.
Achoo. Spring is here, and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-3 75-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Now, Blake, how is this stoppage affected your on-field routines? Are you training? Are you working out? Are you ready? When things open up again, what are you doing?
Right. So I actually had an upcoming summer collegiate league season here with the Wheat City Whiskey Jacks, which actually just got relocated to North Dakota because of the border shutdown between here and Canada. So I've had to keep my body in shape. Last summer, actually, instead of going to play summer ball, I went down to Lakeland, Florida to a place called the Florida Baseball Ranch, and they provide a full pitcher's workout that I went to for a month, and it was very intense and it taught me a lot. So I have most of that equipment here, so I've been able to do workouts in the backyard, which is good, making me stay in shape. The problem actually arising right now is obviously with all the baseball fields closed, it's hard for me to actually to throw a bullpen, throw live to anybody. Sure. But we actually had a permission from a high school coach here that I used to play for, allowment on their field. And we were on their field, I'd say not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, we were there. We were able to get out there. It worked out with a few guys, a few other Division I guys, Division II guys. And we got some live ABs in. I was throwing to them. They were hitting. Just so we could get some work in and get back on the field and finally throw a baseball and hit a ball, you know? And then that got shut down fairly quickly. We were only able to do that for about 2 weeks, and then our school district here is starting to like put spotters around the city to make sure people are staying off the fields and away from everything, which is interesting considering our governor about a week ago has opened up tennis courts and pickleball courts and golf courses, but we can't be out on the field playing baseball, even if we're social distancing. So it's a little controversial, but it is what it is, and you got to follow it. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking, you're out in Las Vegas, and obviously there's all kind of people at all hours of the night. It has to be kind of spooky that it's so quiet there. Is that the case? I mean, I'm sure nobody's on the streets. Am I right?
Yeah, it's pretty empty. They actually just opened up restaurants for you to be in restaurants. They have requirements where you can only be 50% capacity, so on. But about 2 weeks ago, when the stay-at-home order was like strictly tight, me and my girlfriend and two of our friends, we went down to the strip just to see what it would look like.
Right.
With like no signs lit up, just everything dead. Right. So we drive down there and we just looked around, started taking pictures. And it was so astonishing of how we'll never see this ever again in our lives, where Las Vegas is literally like a ghost town. When you go down, you drive down Las Vegas Boulevard and you see zero people on the sidewalk, zero people going in and out of hotels and casinos. And it's really weird. It's definitely a sight to see.
Yeah. I mean, I go through Pittsburgh and it's empty, obviously, but some place like Las Vegas, where again, there's always people in and out constantly throughout the entire day and night, that has to be real strange there. I mean, this whole thing is just unbelievable. I keep saying it's like a bad movie, you know, and you hear all these horror stories about people getting sick and you feel awful about it. And people not being able to work and the financial problem. It's just it's terrible. It's terrible. And again, hopefully, like you said, out there, restaurants have opened up. Here they have not. It's still takeout. And curbside, but I know this Friday, they're going to, they have something here called red, yellow, green. You know, if you're red, you can't do anything, still locked down. Yellow, they're going to start to open things up a little bit. So hopefully that'll happen. I just, you know, the more I think about it, I don't know how sports is going to happen. Now, what do you think about this? What about the no fan rule? Now, they are thinking about playing, okay, like WWE, they're still wrestling with no fans. If they have hockey and baseball and football without any fans, if they can do that, what about, again, our level of baseball? You know, why can't we do that? I mean, I think that'd be a good thing to do. What do you think?
Right. And I actually had this conversation with somebody the other day. And I really put my foot forward and said that the U.S. really needs to move along. I mean, now that you have the Korean Baseball League, you have the Taiwanese Baseball League, the Premier League is now opening up, so without fans, why is the United States not making any moves, right? So I think, I mean, the NBA has already discussed where they might be playing at the MGM Grand Arena here in Las Vegas and make it like a bubble to where everybody in has been tested and test negative, and all the players and everybody, the officials, everybody for the NBA playoffs has to stay in that bubble, which would be the MGM. So, I mean, I feel like there's steps. I mean, Major League Baseball made their proposal the other day to the MLB Players Association about the 82-game season, no extra innings, so on, a centralized location, so on and so on, start July 4th. So, I mean, there's a movement towards it, but I feel like there's been a movement towards it for like the last month, and nothing
right.
has been made of it. Yeah, I know the UFC and the WWE have already opened their business up, and it's successful and it's fine. And I don't know why we can't have these, especially in baseball, where other than the batter, the catcher, and the umpire, everybody else is spread out. You can have limitations in the dugout.
Right.
And like you said, no fans. So why there isn't something that's already set in stone, I mean, I'm kind of dumbfounded by it.
One thing that I hope happens, again, on the college level, and I'm just speaking on our level, you know, the after game handshake. I was never a fan of that for several reasons. One of them was there's always people are tense after a game, you know, and, you know, after you just get done trying to beat each other and all of a sudden you got to go shake hands. I'm never really a fan of that. And then now with the virus and the germs that could be passed on. So hopefully they will eliminate that. So if they eliminate that, like you said, there's not a lot of contact. You're not really close to anybody with the exception of the pitcher, the hitter and the catcher and the umpire. The fans, again, on our level, we don't get a ton anyway. I don't know. I think small steps should be taken. Although I heard somebody today, a well-respected writer out this way here in Pittsburgh, say that major league-wise, like a guy like Dusty Baker, who is 70 years old, and some of the umpires who were maybe 65 years old, maybe they shouldn't participate this year because they're a little bit more high risk. I don't know. I mean, there's so many things all over the place. And again, the politicians, they're unfortunately, I said, I hope this doesn't get political, and I think it has. So I don't know. It's just a crazy thing that there's no precedent for it. Everybody's kind of on the seat of their pants, and I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. For this, we'll have the Eric Jackson-Lurie final word. Blake Kaplan, what's your prediction? What do you think is going to happen in the fall? Do you think you and I are going to be participating in baseball?
I really hope so. I really hope so. And I mean, I'm going to go out on a positive note and say that we will. I'm very optimistic about it. I hope some of these proposals finally go through. Whether there's no fans or whatever needs to happen, I think we need to get it done so we can finally start to get back to some sort of normalcy.
Right. Yeah. As they say, the new normal. Well, you know what? I remember you when you were a little kid. Your dad is an unbelievable person. You're very blessed to have the type of father and mother that you have. And I wish you all the luck in the world. And I know we'll be keeping in touch, and I'll be following your progress on the field and off. So your dad doesn't – I didn't know your dad didn't fly, and you want to be a pilot. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, that's actually a really funny story. So my dad, ever since he lost one of his cousins in 9/11, actually – ever since then, he hasn't flown at all. So he's kind of has his mindset on that. And I don't know, ever since the first time I've ever been on a plane, it's just one of those things that really excite me for whatever reason. But I've done a lot. I have a friend, Kevin Peace. He's actually attending Embry-Riddle University, which is one of the most prestigious aeronautical schools in the United States. And I've had a few conversations with him about the profession and everything else. But yeah, I'm real excited for whenever my day ends with baseball, I have something planned, and that's what it's going to be.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I know you'll be a success for sure, and I wish you all the best. And I appreciate you being on the show, and hopefully, you know what, we'll have you back on once our seasons start. What do you think?
Yeah, I really look forward to that. I thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm glad to have you on. It's good to talk to you. And like I said, we'll be keeping in touch, and I'll be getting to your dad here soon too. So I appreciate you taking time, Blake. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Okay, everyone. That's a little bit of a different look. I mean, you see the pro stuff and what's going on. And as I said, March Madness, but it's good to see other levels, other sports, and see what's going on. And Blake had a great story and certainly a great memory of it too. So hopefully things do open up. At the same time, you want people to be safe. So it's really a touchy thing. It's really a touchy thing. But again, hope to God that things get better here quick. As always, want to thank our great sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy. The Roscoes are great people. They really, really are. And I wouldn't get involved with any of my sponsors if they weren't great people. Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, Dom Picora, wonderful guy. He's a high school football coach out this way. Wonderful person. Great food. They're available for delivery and pickup at 502 Cavett Avenue, Trafford, Pennsylvania, at 412-372-3667. And criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. As I said before, I'm godfather to Eric's son, all transparency, but great family. Love those guys. And always thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions, and Adam Zaloof. Couldn't do the show without the great Adam Zaloof, and he's a great guy as well. And we have some great guests coming up, as I always say, but we're concentrating on some local guys. We have John Manitza from Swickley, Pennsylvania, who's coming up soon. He is a Quaker Valley High School historian. That's where I went to school, Quaker Valley, just about 11 miles outside of Pittsburgh. Rick Sanders, a former coach of mine. That's going to be an interesting show as well. That'll be fun. We'll talk about Quaker Valley Little League and how magical that was in the Quaker Valley Summer League Baseball. And also, Rick is a historian, and I can't wait to hear his thoughts about baseball today, how it is now, how it was when we were growing up. And then, of course, we'll have Smoke and Jim and Luther on. Everybody loves those guys, and we'll get a legend at least once a month. We had last time was Vince Ferragamo, which I really enjoyed that. Got a lot of great emails from that. So hopefully you guys are continuing to enjoy the show. I really appreciate you listening. You can listen to the show, of course, on ClaudioRelsano.com. And as always, want to thank Mom and Dad. Okay, guys, thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.
Spring is here, and so are spring allergies. Are you experiencing headaches, fatigue, nasal congestion, itchy watery eyes, ear pressure, or vertigo? You may have spring and summer allergies. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois. We'll diagnose, treat, and get you feeling better. Allergy therapy could help eliminate these symptoms and avoid the hassles of daily medications, as well as the side effects that go along with them. We can help at the Roscoe Allergy Center.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. Call Dr. Roscoe's office today, 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at aspirepediatrictherapy.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.